Well, they may not have state-of-the-art equipment, physios, and access to intensive training camps, but a group of soccer players is on its way to Wales to represent Australia in a major World Cup tournament. More than 500 street football players from 50 countries are about to battle it out in Cardiff in the Homeless World Cup, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Inspired by the triumph of a Welsh street football player 2 years ago, British actor Michael Sheen led the campaign for Wales to host this year's Homeless World Cup.
I watched her face the moment the ball hit the back of the net. I knew in that moment her life was changed forever.
More than 500 players from 50 countries are converging on Cardiff for a week of street football. The Homeless World Cup is in its 17th year. It attracts more than 80,000 spectators and is watched by millions more around the world online. And like the elite World Cup, this tournament has its own song. Michael Sheen commissioned fellow Welshman Buzzard Buzzard Buzzard. The players competing in the tournament have all faced homelessness and social marginalisation. Among them is a team of 8 Australians. The only female is 52-year-old Tina from Melbourne. On field, she's a striker.
I like to score lots of goals. Yeah.
This is Tina's first Homeless World Cup, although she's been playing street football for 9 years.
I've got 3 children. One's 28, the other one's 25 and 20. I was in an abusive marriage 10 years ago. I had a psychotic episode. I was very unwell and I had to go to the hospital for 2 weeks. I couldn't go back to the family because my ex-husband put an intervention order against me. And then I had to go to Macaulay for women. It was like a refuge.
Tina stayed at the refuge for 2 years. It was there she was invited by a friend to play with the North Melbourne Street Soccer Club. Tina went along even though she'd never played before.
I like playing the game soccer, and there was exercises and drills and meeting new friends. So it was the friends as well that I made.
Tina's been in permanent housing for the past 5 years now and has stuck with the street soccer.
I had depression as well, and it took me a while to be in a better place. I always looked forward to seeing Jill, the coach, and the other ladies. You know, we talk about our day and what we did over the weekend. So I kept on going to soccer. We also do yoga, and there's lots of agencies that come and give talks, like CoHealth, the dentist, other agency come and give us a talk.
For the past decade, George Halkias has been the national coach of the street soccer program, run by the Big Issue with federal government funding.
Across Australia, for 2 hours a week at these locations, capital cities, regional areas, people experiencing homelessness and disadvantage come together to play sport, to get fitter and healthier, to connect with other people who are like-minded and trying to change their lives. They meet great coaches who provide mentoring, and they get information about health and well-being.
The Street Soccer Program operates in 17 locations across the country with more than 400 players.
Since 2007, we've engaged, I think, around 10,000, so our numbers are really positive, and we're trying to increase the female participation. That's definite. There's a lot of barriers to women being involved, but it's so diverse. So basically people aged 16 and above, up to 70 odd, I think we can get, but people experiencing mental health issues, addiction issues, asylum seekers and refugees, women in domestic violence situations, people who just been released from prison, long-term unemployed. I guess we provide that environment where they're not going to be judged. They feel, you know, welcome and supported, and they can play sport without any huge barriers to participation.
As national coach, George Halkias's job is to select the 8 players to represent Australia at the Homeless World Cup.
Local coaches will nominate players that they think have the right attitude, the commitment, the health and well-being to be able to represent their country and to endure, you know, a long flight and be able to play in that tournament. And so they nominate a participant each, and I've got to narrow that down and try to come up with a formula where the team can bond together very quickly and can get out there and show the world what they can do when they're given an opportunity. And so, yeah, this year's team looks promising, and some amazing and inspiring people once again.
Are you doing some sort of pre-competition work to get the team together?
Yeah, unlike the Socceroos and Matildas who can get together at camp, it's not that easy for us with resourcing and the like. When we did launch the team and announce the team earlier in March, we did have some fun playing in a tournament we call the Parliamentary Cup against some of the politicians in Canberra. So, yeah, to be honest, we'll have our first training sessions on Friday when we arrive, and we play the next day. So, really, we'll work hard, and I think throughout the week, you know, we'll start playing more as a unit and knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses, and who knows, we might win a few games. I think we're going to be quite competitive this year.
And that is it! It finishes! It's a double for Mexico, the final score.
Last year, homeless World Cup host Mexico had a clean sweep in the men's and women's finals. George Halkias says the traditional soccer-playing countries are tough competition.
Mexico, I think they've won it most in the last 5 years. Brazil, as most people would imagine, can produce footballers out of anywhere, and Chile's strong. It's not a knockout competition, so you get to play every day. Basically, they rank you from 1 to 48. And each time you get to play a different country, it's a new experience. You enjoy playing in front of the crowds. You create a friendship. You communicate through the ball. You know, we'll love watching some of the really skillful teams and be amazed at some of their level. But at the same time, we won't give up. We're Australians and we love being competitive, and we'll take it up against anyone. And, yeah, we're looking forward to playing our matches and doing the best we possibly can too.
For Tina, playing with the Australian team overseas is an exciting opportunity.
So excited to represent Australia and, you know, the women's street soccer. I can't wait, to score the goals and get the ball off the opposition and score a goal. My three boys say they can't believe it. I'm going to Cardiff, to play soccer. They thought that I was going to be watching.
their mum's representing Australia.
Yeah.
And that's 52-year-old Tina from Melbourne, who's one of eight members of the Australian team competing in this year's Homeless World Cup in Cardiff. That report by Cathy Van Extel.